Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD guide. Ever feel like your emotions are on a roller coaster, with sudden drops and unexpected loops? You know that feeling when something seemingly small sets you off. Maybe it's a comment, a traffic jam, or even just a certain smell. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into emotional triggers. Those pesky little things that can send our brains into overdrive and leave us feeling overwhelmed and out of control. Think about it, we live in a world that's constantly bombarding us with information and stimuli. Social media, news cycles, deadlines, they all add to the pressure cooker. For us folks with ADHD, our brains are already wired a bit differently, meaning we can be more sensitive to these triggers. But here's the good news. Understanding our triggers is the first step towards managing them effectively. So, let's break it down. 5 key takeaways that will help you tame those emotional dragons. First, awareness is your superpower. It all starts with noticing what sets you off. Keep a journal, track your moods, and pay attention to situations, people, or even thoughts that seem to trigger strong reactions. Are there specific words or tones of voice that get under your skin? Certain places or crowds that make you anxious? The more aware you are, the better equipped you'll be to handle those triggers head on. Next up, reframe those negative thoughts. When a trigger hits, our brains often jump to catastrophic conclusions. This is going to ruin everything. I can't handle this. Sound familiar? Challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? What's the most likely outcome here? Often, we find that our initial reaction is way out of proportion to the actual situation. Third, find your coping mechanisms. This is where you get creative. Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths, going for a quick walk, listening to your favorite music, or practicing mindfulness. Whatever helps you de-escalate and regain control, make it part of your toolkit. Think of it like having a mental first aid kit, ready to deploy when those triggers strike. Don't underestimate the power of self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about prioritizing your well-being. Getting enough sleep, eating nutritious food, moving your body, and connecting with people who support you. When you're feeling good physically and mentally, you're better equipped to handle life's inevitable challenges, including those pesky emotional triggers. And finally, remember that it's okay to ask for help. If you're struggling to manage your triggers on your own, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide guidance, support, and tools to help you navigate those emotional storms with more ease. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who often finds herself overwhelmed by deadlines and client demands. She knows she needs to communicate better but struggles to do so when she feels stressed. A simple request from a client can send her into a spiral of anxiety. Sound familiar? Sarah started practicing mindfulness exercises to calm her nervous system. She also learned to reframe negative thoughts, replacing, "I can't handle this," with, "This is challenging, but I can break it down into manageable steps." She even discovered that listening to upbeat music before client calls helped boost her confidence. The result? Sarah feels more in control, communicates more effectively, and enjoys her work again. So, what are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Remember, awareness is key. Challenge those negative thoughts, find your coping mechanisms, prioritize self-care, and don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. By understanding and managing our emotional triggers, we can unlock a world of calmness, confidence, and success. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your own experiences with emotional triggers in the comments below. What works for you? What are your biggest challenges? Let's keep this conversation going and empower each other on this journey together. Don't forget to subscribe to ADHD Focus, Concentration and Calm so you never miss an episode packed with actionable insights and real-life stories. Until next time, stay focused, stay calm, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.